Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and woo, healthy, and darn sexy people. Boy, there's a lot going on. First of all, we didn't even think we were going to have a show today because Blog Talk was down. And Stephen and I got on the phone together and we did some work. And he said, you know, communication everywhere has been weird and down. And if you look into the world, you can... Nothing communicates with us more than the Postal Service, guys. Lanny was talking about that in his business. So I want everybody right now to drop in their hearts and say, all communication in my life and my world is completed successfully and joyfully. All communication in myself and in my world is completed successfully and joyfully. And so it is. All right, guys, I've been a crazy creating fool. First of all, if you want to talk to the channel today, press 1. Don't press it if you already have, because I'll lose you. Sorry, a lot of people were lost that had been on, and now you're coming back on because of Blog Talk's problem. So thank you for your tenacity. There's just so much going on. Our next webinar, thanks to a lovely suggestion from one of our community, is going to be on climate change. Why I had not done something on climate change before is beyond me. When I asked for a piece of information I could bring out to you today, they said to tell you the Earth is answering our signal. Now, you guys know that every thought and every feeling we have, it has an electrical signal that goes out to the universe. And then the universe searches like a radio signal and matches the frequency and delivers back to us whatever we have sent out into our reality. That's why it keeps appearing that life just happens and the same stuff happens and the same patterns keep recurring, because we keep sending out the same signal. Okay, so that will be September 16th. It's coming up pretty soon. I'm excited. I know we're going to be taking a lot of responsibility for this. And that's a good thing, because once we accept responsibility, we can affect energy and change. Okay, guys, I am telling you, this Health and Wellness Summit, I have been studying for months, putting facts and channeling, and this is absolutely the most important thing I've ever done. Because, first of all, remember, health and wellness go into money, go into your body, go into success, go into your relationships, your health, everything. If you are healthy and well, you create that state everywhere in your life, not just physically, mentally, and emotionally. So it begins in 3 weeks. You're going to get so much stuff, including channeled emails from me, and 2 weeks, anytime you need me via email, I will be open to you. Bunches of free downloads, 2 webinars. But the information has been astounding to me. A lot of because what the channel gave me over 20 years ago that we kind of sort of got like number 3 on sheet 1 around us being the electromagnetic charge of the electromagnetic hole. Now, in the last 10 years, science is doing all these studies that are confirming what the channel gave us over 20 years ago. I'm telling you, there's so much information that will absolutely take you into knowing that you create health and wellness. I hope to God you're going to join me. I'm sorry I can't give out discounts for the Health and Wellness Summit, but you know we will work for you any kind of payment plan you want to do. I just want you there. It's on the homepage of IMD Wallace. And you'll also be receiving it from a lot of the people that I work with, John Burgos and Jennifer McLean. So I thank them and everybody else, Nadia, who's helping support this. Tammy Master Birdie is helping support this. Okay. My good friend Reva and I were on the phone last night talking about the sadness and the anger and the reaction that everybody is in around politics now. And I am telling you, that's how we fall out of our own creation. That's how we abandon ourselves, and then God has to abandon us. The universe has to abandon us because we're the ones that are choosing the signals that go out. So I'm urging everybody, if you don't at least get the Monday e-blast, I wish you would, because everything is tying together now. The shows, the webinars, the Monday e-blasts, the daily e-blasts that are going out. I want us all every day, start your day with, I live in a world of open hearts. Of course, that means you're directing your heart to be open and merged with your whole brain. And I'm telling you, the science behind that, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So please come forward for our country right now and our world. Because we know how we see us and how we see the world and how we see the world seeing us come together. So if we're seeing a country divided, we will have a country divided. Do not look at reality. Look at what you want. When you live in the state of love, there is no fight or flight. There is no danger. There is no focus on what you don't want. That's really important. Claim direct. Only the positives. Okay. All right. I was asking if there was anything else, but we can go to the calls. And guys, if you have questions about the world and where the world's at and what's going on, and if you have questions about, of course, your own life, politics, anything. Anything's open for the channel that we want to talk about. So we're going to go to the callers, and we're going to start with Tim in New York. Hi, Tim.
Hey.
Are you there?
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can we answer for you?
Sure. Well, it's exactly what you said. So I feel like it's really divine that I just happened to click open to see Blog Talk and the subject topic. I am trying to create this abundance and also some health since I'm having a foot problem, but mostly abundance, where to go career-wise.
Okay. So, Tim, they want you to know that they're all connected. Whatever we're going to get to is all connected for you. And you don't try. So I want you to lose that word.
Okay.
You either do it. You can't try to stand up, right? You
right.
stand up or you don't stand up. So if we keep directing ourselves or defining ourselves as people who try, we get caught in the pattern of trying. Are you with me?
I am with you 100%.
Okay. There's one core belief that they want to give you that runs through everything you're talking about. This page here. And a core belief is a subconscious belief that you have been building on, can be from a past life, can be from conception in the womb, or 0 to 8 years old. So this here, yeah. Okay, I'll never be good enough. So let me tell you guys, because that's coming up in a lot of the private sessions that I'm doing. By the way, this came from your dad, I think, when you were a very little boy. What the channel's saying is you were always trying to please him, and it didn't feel like you could. Are we going in the right direction here?
It makes 100% perfect sense.
Okay. All right. So that means as a little boy, you created the belief, I'll never be good enough, which means I have to keep trying, which means I keep trying, but I never get it because I'm not good enough. And then the pattern just keeps repeating itself. So you have to reparent yourself, Tim, from that story that your father gave you, because that was his limitation and he put it onto you, but now you can be the parent that chooses the belief system that you want that's going to give you what you want. So is it your right foot?
Yeah, it's my right foot.
Yeah, well, that's, you see, your right side is your power side. So you're trying to walk out into your power while your subconscious little Tim is going, yeah, but you know we're not good enough. So your right foot is trying to show you the resistance that you are having about walking forward knowing that you're good enough. So I would get up every morning. You know, everything's energy, and we have to direct energy. Otherwise, energy will keep following old beliefs like this. So I want you to get up every morning and say, today, and this is not just an affirmation, this is a strong command to your energy and the energy of the universe. Today, I choose to know and experience that I'm good enough. Just start with doing that for a couple of weeks and watch the small little changes in your life, even within you, about how much more sure you become of taking your own power out into the world. Okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so very much.
You bet. And that boy served everybody. Tim just brought together the whole process there. I'm in deep gratitude to him. All right, Lena, what's up?
Hey, Dee.
Hi, honey.
So I wanted to say something with Tim. I know that he can't jump up and down, but I had just started recently doing IC. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
In the last couple of days, from myself to myself, I am self-love. And I've also been envisioning my little girl doing it too.
Awesome. That's great. So the exercise Lena's referring to is like a little kid in a temper tantrum, but it's fun. Stomping your feet and waving your arms going, I'm so happy, I'm happy, I'm so happy, I'm enough. I'm so happy, I know I'm good enough. I'm so, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the beautiful thing is, if you can't do that physically, do it in your imagination, because the brain does not decipher between whether you're actually doing it physically or thinking about doing it physically. Every major sports entity can tell you that. That's why you see them at the top of the slopes, mentally going through their run, because then their body automatically follows that run. Okay, go ahead, Lena.
I was calling today because I also have received or am in the process of finding a new job, but it's in Minnesota on Lake Superior.
Well, that perfectly matches your creation, Lena, because you don't know where you want to be.
Okay.
That's your highest thing. You've got to start really directing yourself, I know, because the channel's saying you don't know where you want to be. You don't really know what you want to do. You don't know. And so you kind of know. So opportunities are being sent your way, but they're never a match to the whole big picture because you haven't really written down exactly what you want. So can you do that today, please?
I can, yes.
Okay, and then know, Lena, that you can have what you write down. It doesn't have to be compromised, guys. It may come to you in a whole way you never suspected that's even better, but it has to come to you. If you know what you want and you feel love around it, you make the command, you ask the universe for help, it has to come. But it can't come if you go, well, I sort of kind of wanted this and I sort of kind of wanted that. And it, like any relationship, then the other energy in the relationship kind of has to wait until you say what you really want. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, baby. You bet. See, you want to be clear about what you want, and then you want to let go and let the universe bring it to you even better. Sandy in Kansas City. How's my Kansas City?
I am doing super fantabulous, Dee. Today's my birthday, and I feel wonderful.
Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Little SAG Entertainment there. What can we answer for you?
Yeah, my kitties see some kind of entities behind me. And in the past, it's been over my left shoulder. In the last couple of weeks, they've switched over to looking at something over my right shoulder. I'm just kind of wondering who they are. I've asked, and they don't tell.
The channel saying that's not true. They're trying to tell you, but you're not getting it. The very first word that they gave me is grandparents.
Okay.
So you have a set of grandparents over one shoulder, a set of grandparents over the other shoulder, and they're trying to guide you about a particular issue that's up for you right now. Do you know what it is? A family issue?
Well, could be.
Well, whatever you're holding is what it's about.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good to know. Okay.
So just say, I know, I'm open to the, see, here we're back to the communication. I'm open to the communication. The communication is complete. I love that you're hanging out with me and guiding me here. And I'm open to hearing what it is, because they're kind of guiding you a different way than you think you should go. And that's why you can't hear them.
Okay.
Okay, so let me give you a little secret.
Yes.
Take everything back to love, Sandy, and you will have your answer.
Okay, thank you, Dee.
Yep, you bet.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it when my grandma visits. You know, my grandma Belle, my mom had to work all her life, and so my grandma raised me, and we had such an interesting relationship in my younger years when she was trying to tame me. It was rawr. And then, of course, we were best friends, and I took care of her later in her life. And I have a really, really, really strong connection with all the women in my family, not so much the guys, but with all my, the women and the strong women who guided me. So be open to that, guys. If you had a wonderful relationship with someone in your family that was a big part of your guidance system, tell them to come on in, have a discussion. What do you think? Give me some guidance. You're your own answer. You don't have to follow any information you don't want to follow, but it sure is nice to have the conversation. Okay, we be going to Emily in California. Sorry. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee.
What's up?
So I've got a little something going on in my neck. It happened yesterday morning that the tube of toothpaste was just at the very, very end, and I was using both my hands to squeeze the last little bit out, and something in that motion tweaked in the top of my spine, right at the base of my neck.
Yeah. The channel is clearly saying it very much appears that that's what happened, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the toothpaste.
Okay.
So the issue that it has to do with started brewing 24 hours before that. And they're going to take us to a core belief, so maybe you can connect it. This page here is 35, 36. Okay, somebody's out of balance. So everybody in the show, we're directing that our hearts are open front and back, merged with our whole brain. We're directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. Our heart line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. We are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. Anybody switched? Everybody balanced. All right, I'm going to this column. 22, 23, 24. When I am connected to the I am not safe. Now, do you know, can you explain to me what the I am is?
Yeah, the creative force. All that is.
Boy, do you get a gold star. Okay, so when you are really connected to the power of your own creation, you're not safe. So, and it was very subliminal, almost subconscious, what went down in a 24-hour period before that happened that kind of made you pull back from your power.
Yeah. I mean, there was a point where I felt totally in my power, and then the next day I felt sort of off, and I'm not sure exactly what.
Okay, good, because that's happening to everybody. This is great. This is part of what Reva and I were on the phone about last night. This is happening to everybody where we feel like we are falling out. Now, in old time religious words, and actually a lot of people in our society now would say the dark is overtaking the light. These are dark energies and they're taking us over. Whoa, says the girl who's done all the horror films. So again, I say to you, that's how we abandon our own creation. We have to be vigilant right now, not to let the news affect us, not to start looking at the world as a mess and violent. And they're stopping me there because they're saying that has a lot to do with why you started to fall out. Something on the news.
Oh, the violence?
Yeah. So, guys, if you're going to watch the news, you have to stay very present in doing the work. And you watch it and you go, I am claiming and directing all energy to be a world of open hearts. I am seeing this world as loving, a world that respects each other. You've got to look away from reality if you're going to get the reality you want. Period. And again, I put so much information. I don't know if you're doing the Health and Wellness Summit, Emily, but you guys, after you finish this, there will not be a question in your mind that you have the power to create health and wellness everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I am going to do it. And I just have a quick question. I started to turn this around last night.
That's true.
Okay. Good. Great. My neck is already starting to feel better this morning.
Okay, well,
yeah,
so I want to know what it has to do with your neck. And the first thing I hear is that you stopped yourself from being able to turn and see the truth. Right?
Oh.
So instead of looking around and seeing a world full of love and peace, which is what we want, you stopped yourself from turning into that, right? And
yeah.
And then you get kind of kinked up. Some of us are feeling sadness. Some of us are feeling anger. Again, back to power versus force, guys. You haven't been drawn to this work for nothing. The universe and the world need you right now. Do the work you know to do, which is stay in love and joy and happiness and seeing the world the way we want it to be, with respect, dignity, and honor for all people. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It should. I don't get you need to go to the chiropractor. Do you have a massager, a vibrator?
No.
Or somebody that can rub your neck?
Yes.
Okay. Just put a little Bengay or something on it and rub it down. It should be better by tomorrow, Emily.
Yeah. And I am now clearly understanding everything about what transpired. And,
good.
And taking myself back into alignment.
Good. You got it.
With
then.
Love and with
great.
Seeing the love. Thank you.
Great.
Oh, my
you
God.
Bet.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm telling you, everything we've gone over today so far has been for everybody. So I'm hoping you're focusing. Michael in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, Dee?
Fabulous.
You know, you have some truly fantastic ideas, which I greatly enjoy, which is why I listen to you as often as possible.
Well, thank you, sir.
You talk about doing a date. By the way, I have not watched the TV news in 20 years. That was a stress relief technique. And that was the first thing they taught me in a stress release class. And I just don't watch it. If I need something, hey, I pick it up on YouTube. But I just don't need it. Just, you know, that's just me. But anyway, you have some truly fantastic ideas. You talk about directing your energy every day. And you had some really great stuff today. Today I choose to know and experience. I'm good enough. I'm so happy. I'm happy. I am enough. I know and I know that I know. I write what I want. I feel love around it. I'm open to communication. I take all back to love. I am my own answer and I know it now. I claim and direct all energy to create a world of open hearts, love, respect, and peace. You said fantastic things. Would you consider working up some kind of a daily practice?
I know you've asked me that. You know, Michael, your daily practice is really simple, guys. And I just worked with Lee on this. Everybody wants to make it more difficult. And I want you to start making it easy, really easy. If
when you say easy, what do you mean?
Well, hold on. If we focus on divine love, that includes every single solitary positive claim I've ever made. Please, if you test in any way, test that statement. But they're teaching us the incredible umbrella world of divine love. And divine love, of course, is unconditional, all-consuming love. That's who and what you want to be. It's not something you have, or not something you attain, it's something you are. And so, if you don't want to remember all the other stuff, I beg you, I implore you, do the 10-minute deep breathing exercise. Go to your love place. Fill yourself up with that feeling of love and do the 10-minute breathing exercise with I am the frequency of divine love and see yourself and your energy going out into the stars and the atmosphere and the moon. And I want you to, when you take your walks, look at a beautiful tree and go, I'm part of that. And it's part of me. Look at this beautiful flower. I helped create this. Start really taking yourself into the experience of the oneness of divine love. That's the simplest thing you can do to change your life around miraculously right now. Because when you're in divine love, you're in health and wellness for money, with your body, with relationships, with everything. So, you know, Michael, I actually, my blueprint for the day that I put out on one of the daily e-blasts is pretty much what you're asking for. And if you can fill yourself up with the feeling and the strong direction every day that you literally are the frequency of divine love, and everywhere you look and everyone you come into contact with, how can I share love today? How can I share love today? I went to the grocery store yesterday and I said, okay, I'm going to go out of my way to love everybody else I run into. So I would stop and let people put their carts before mine. I helped a lady find something. You know, these are the little ways that you get to live what you want. And then it comes back to you because that's the signal you're sending out. So that's the answer to your question, Michael. That's the simplest daily practice I can give you.
And you expressed it utterly magnificently. My email is down for now, so I probably missed it. But that's okay. It's going to be restored shortly.
Well,
yeah, this was incredibly useful.
If you need the blueprint for the day, you just email Lauren. It went out on one of the daily emails sometime, some week. And if you don't have it, ask her and she'll send it to you, baby. Okay?
Thank you so very much. This was extremely
You're
helpful.
Welcome. You're welcome, sweetheart. And now we're going to Mr. Andrew. I love it. We've got all the guys on today. Hi, Andrew. You got through. Woo-hoo!
Well, yes, I did. Okay, I have a couple of questions to ask. They're probably related to each other. One is what you told me at the very end when I told you about not coming on a lot and putting my hand up on these calls. And the other is something that I was told by my aunt that I think became a belief system. And earlier, someone mentioned how they're celebrating their birthday. And ironic how this has to do with when we celebrate our birthday, because when I was a child, I'd spent a couple summers in St. Louis, Missouri, with my relatives. Because it's summertime, I would tell the, my great aunts and uncles and my relatives that today was my birthday. And then my aunt goes and tells me to not, like, celebrated in a way, in an underlining way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure I do.
So,
well, let me tell you what that has to do with your creation process, Andrew, because every time you create something, you are creating a new birth. You are helping an idea be born. And if you got the message, and you did, that it wasn't okay for you to celebrate being born in yourself, then that goes into absolutely everything you want to help bring into birth right now. So that means Andrew gets to reparent himself and get up every morning and go, today's my birthday and I'm celebrating me, and whatever I want to do, I'm going to help it be born. So come on, universe. That's my direction for this day. Right? Which matches divine love for yourself and for everybody else. You have a question?
Okay, but could it be in correlation to not wanting to show up then, like coming on the calls, like, you know, the other day when I said, oh, I want to give other people in the community a chance, and you said, oh, that's you said block, or it was a block of somewhere. It was like the last thing, so.
Of course, because the message you got was it's not okay to celebrate yourself. Oh, well, then I'll put everybody else first. But that doesn't really get Andrew what he wants, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Look, I'm telling you, when you give yourself permission to put yourself first in and through love, then you fill yourself up so that you can give to everybody else.
Okay.
Everybody just feel into if you won the lotto in a really big way. If you won the lotto today, Come on, let yourself go into jumping up and down. Oh my God. Oh my God, I won. Now, what can I do for me that I wanted to do? Well, I'd sure as heck do some work on my house. And you know the next thing? I would give to my family because that's where my joy comes.
Yeah.
So the more I win, the more I fill me up, the more I have to give to everybody that I love. I would give bunches of money to ASPCA because I love animals. I would give bunches of money to Save the Children. So let's all be open to winning the lotto, guys. Why not? We're going to do good stuff with it for ourselves and for everybody else. You got it? Andrew?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
All right, baby. Good. It's really good stuff. Really good stuff we're bringing in. Randy in Colorado, how are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I just want to know if you see me getting a job where I'm more respected and I enjoy doing what I'm doing. And
okay. So the very first thing that came in is you have to respect yourself, Randy. You don't respect yourself, and so that's the signal you're sending out. And then the world is bringing you things right into your face where you're not respected to go, hello, wake up. And I'm going to your mom for this when you were a really little girl. So what were you taught about respecting yourself, about honoring yourself, about how awesome you are?
I don't really know.
No, I think you do. Let's go to a core belief.
I think my mom didn't respect herself. So that's what I've learned.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. So then they're broadening that out into that's the way the world works. Women shouldn't respect themselves.
Right. So what? How do I? I mean, I'm working on it.
Yeah, you are, which is why this is coming up. So I want you to go to your love place. Do you have one? Everybody on this show should have a love place. Do you know what it is, Randy?
You mean a place on my body that I?
Well, no. Your love place is anything that you think of that opens your heart and puts a smile on your face. For me, it's my doggy. So you find your love place. Everybody find a love place right now. You got something, Randy?
Yes, my family. My family,
okay.
For sure.
Okay, so drop into your heart. You know where that is. And just feel all that love for your family. Now, I want you to, like a snapshot, put them in a picture for yourself and just send them love. And now I want you to put you in that picture. And just feel all the love and respect and honor you have for them and yourself. That's what you want the universe to match, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And you're worth it. Your mom didn't think she was worth it. And you picked up her story. That's all it is. Change the story.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
So get up every day today. And again, guys, these are not affirmations. These are strong commands to your energy. Today, I am divine love. Today, I love and respect and honor who I am, and so does everybody else. I want you to start seeing a world, being open to a world that respects you and honors you. Okay?
Thank
All
you.
Right, sweetheart. You
okay.
bet.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is some really great stuff, guys, that we're honing, right? We're clarifying. All right, we're going to Jennifer in Louisiana. Whoops, I didn't get you on. Hold on. There you come. Hi, Annie.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to ask about going home. Those are the words that have been resonating. It feels like I don't honestly know what home is, and I'm not allowed to go there or provide that for myself. I create homes for people, but I don't go home.
Well, dear God, I don't know what we're getting into, so just hang in here with me, Jennifer, because are you depressed, baby?
I don't think so, but I'm...
Because what they're saying to me, and hold on, is everybody balanced? Is anybody switched? This is the highest information. What they're saying to me is home to you equals death.
Well, you remember we did some work, and if I loved myself, when I loved myself, I was depressed.
Yeah.
We did that.
Well,
so
the ultimate home that we want to get to is the home of us that knows we're whole, complete, perfect, and the creators of our own lives.
Yes.
So if you believe that home is death,
remember his.
You're not going to want to get there, Jennifer. You're not going to want to create it. And I'm going to your dad, but it's a dad in another lifetime. So this probably is a private session, sweetheart. And you know I don't usually say that on the show. That's not the purpose of this show, is to get people to do private sessions. But there's a lot of layers here.
Oh, it's fine. I'm talking to you on the 9th. It's fine.
Okay. Well, will you be really clear that this is what we want to address? In the meantime, hold on. I'm waiting for the words. Being home is safe and secure and loving. That's the highest word. Home is loving.
Okay,
and I am divine love around all of that. Please focus on that until we talk on the 9th, okay?
Okay. Is there all any right, possibility baby. That the violence and death that's going on is partly related to this?
Absolutely.
Other people are
trying
to go home.
For all of us, guys, you have to be really aware of thoughts like, oh my God, what is the world coming? I didn't sign up for this. I'm so depressed. I don't even want to live in this world. Yeah, it's, I'm telling you, if you're not remaining conscious and really conscious about taking yourself to the state of love, you will start absolutely feeling the collective consciousness. Because it's scary what we're seeing now. Unless you know
okay.
that you can create that beingness of love in the middle of it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, baby.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Oh, my God. Where have you been, Darren? Where have you been? How are you, sweetheart?
You know what? Now I'm listening to you. I am so great. And that is such a great question because I relate so much to what you just said to the last caller. I have been lost in all of that news and darkness and fear and sadness. And for some reason, drawn to get out of bed early on a Sunday. I'm not a morning person. And I was walking around my neighborhood and I thought, I'm going to listen to Dee. And I started taking photographs of flowers and things when you were talking about seeing the beauty in the world. I just posted it on my Instagram because I started seeing the beauty in my neighborhood, the beauty in the flowers, the beauty in my heart, all the things that I have missed so, so much. And my heart was just swelling with love. And, you know, I pressed one because I just thought, I didn't want to get the attention or anything, but I just felt so much love and gratitude and I wanted to call you. I have a question about my doggy and I miss you and I love you, but I wanted to share that. Like I was literally and viscerally feeling the show and I needed this so, so much. So thank you. And
well,
thank you to everybody
glad to hear
in this
from
community.
You. And you see
oh
how
gosh.
Easy it was to turn around, Darren.
In seconds. And
yeah.
I've been in such a funk, you know, and there's so many, you know, so much great wisdom today. One caller was talking about just disconnecting from the news. You were talking about just seeing love and joy in the world. And I'm
yeah.
that person.
That's right, sweetheart. You're at choice every moment what you want to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Every moment.
Yeah,
and that's going to create your reality. So what's going on with your little doggy before we run out
okay,
of time
so
here?
I'm so in love with my little doggy. He's a year and a half old now. So my beautiful Wally passed away a year ago and he was 16.
Really?
And about a year later, we were finally ready. Our little boy is called Huxley. And he is just, he's my love place. Like, he's hilarious.
Yep.
And so full of joy and love and everything. But he has a really upset tummy. And he always has. And the vet has been feeding us all sorts of stuff. I guess I just don't believe, like food intolerances and whatever. And everything about him
Darren,
is so pure. Yes, ma'am.
He's mirroring your upset.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, that's
wow.
what they do.
Yeah.
They absorb for us. They absorb for us.
Mm-hmm.
They help balance for us. And they're also
yeah.
messengers.
Oh.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
freedom will not leave my side since quarantine. She just won't leave my side. Which
beautiful.
Well, it is beautiful, and it also mirrors in me. Well, what does it mirror in me? This is an interesting question, Sheets. But give me I know this will be hard for you, Darren. Give me a song.
Well, weirdly, it is that song Freedom by George Michael, but I was thinking when you said that about abandonment, that she wants to reassure you that, you know, she's going to stick around. But I don't know, but the song Freedom by George Michael came up. I know that's your dog's
well,
name.
Well, and that's her name.
Yeah, yeah,
her
and the chorus says...
So,
the,
she's
the
saying,
lyrics
you
in that
know,
song say,
Mom, you
I won't
are
let
free.
You down. Wow.
You're free. Mm-hmm. No matter what it looks like, you're in charge of knowing you're free.
Oh, my God. My
yeah.
heart feels so big right now. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, do what you do best and write
I know.
Songs of love and freedom right now, Darren.
Do you know, I have been. This is so beautiful. This is such a great confirmation to just call in. I have been, and I was, and then the pandemic happened. And I just, you know, I just let myself fall into that place. But it's so funny. I feel happy about this because I love my dog so much. And it's like, you know, I've never been a dad. but it's like he's my son.
And oh, I get
really
that totally.
Yeah. And I want him to know like how loved he is and how and the thing
oh,
is
he knows.
I realize, you know.
He knows.
Yeah,
he's trying to remind you.
Yeah, and I just gotta turn my light back on. And,
yeah, thank you. Well, it never
yeah.
went out. You just refocused it on the wrong stuff for a while. So he's
100%.
Back.
Wow.
Awesome. Great
well, listen,
to hear from
I
you,
I love
honey.
You guys. Today
I love you,
made
too.
My day. I love you, too. God bless everyone. And
thank
you, everyone, for this. You've made my day.
And kiss your doggy
Take care.
For me. Bye-bye.
Oh, I will. I'm going to go home right now. Bye. Bye.
All right, guys. We've all gotten the message today. Choose. You are always in choice. It affects your body. It affects your money. It affects your relationships, your success, your happiness, your mood. How can I go back to love? How can I live in love? How can I feel love? How can I spread love? Okay? That's your assignment for this week. I'm looking for love in all the right places. All right. Say it loud and say it proud. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.